This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Major is here. We're going to get to privacy. We're going to get to the Signal app, but I'm going to break confidence with Major because Major sent me a text Tuesday, and it was close to midnight, and it said, "Dear Chad, I want you to be the first one to know that the San Diego Padres are now dead to me. The Padres can lose my number. They have let me down too much. I'm sick of being the little brother. I'm sick of being the one who gets to eat last. I am joining the dynastic Los Angeles Dodgers. I applaud you. Yeah. And because of that, you then sent me a text last night at 3 in the morning. You had watched the Dodgers' victory over the Tigers, this celebration, Ice Cube bringing out the trophy, Mary Hart there, Rob Lowe. Yeah. You not only watched the entire game, you then called into Dodgers fan line. Dave, I applaud him. Sometimes you realize you can't climb that hill.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's better to be on top of the hill and look down at others.
And it's wonderful that he's not just putting a toe in the Dodger blue water, diving in head first.
Yeah. How does it feel to be with a winner?
So let me just make this clear in Star Wars terminology. The Los Angeles Dodgers are Death Star. The San Diego Padres and everyone else occupy spaces within the Rebel Alliance. And the Rebel Alliance always prevails over Death Star.
Yeah.
It's not what I saw last October.
No, that's not really what
happened. Death Star kicks some butt.
It's not really what's happened the last 30, 40 years, I hate to tell you. I thought you might be going with Darth Vader and you were Luke.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are Death Star. They will always be Death Star. And I will always be a part of the Rebel Alliance for as long as it takes.
The host of America Decides, which you hear here on WCCO Monday through Friday, Dave Harrigan, just said, "I hope L.A. goes right into the Pacific Ocean and we never hear from it again." I mean, that's probably have to tweet that out, don't you think, Dave?
Yeah, we'll put that up right away.
Let's get to the business at hand, the Signal app, and everything that has happened this week. This is related to the Houthis. This is your top people, your vice president, your secretary of state, your national security advisor, director of national intelligence, all talking on the Signal app about, let's just be honest, classified information about the time of attacks and responding to the Houthis. I've said this multiple times. My personal opinion is I was glad Donald Trump responded with more force than Joe Biden. That's my personal opinion. First of all, they shouldn't have been on this unsecured line. Then they somehow invite Jeffrey Goldberg, who I'm sure you know well.
I do.
Even though Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor, in trying to come up with 17 different stories this week, somehow suggested that Goldberg had invited himself to a chat, which you're not allowed to do. This, I mean, that's amazing. The story is slowing, but not going away. What will be the lasting effect of this decision and the fallout, Major? Because Donald Trump, who has this reputation, I fire people mm-hmm. left and right. No, he doesn't. Here's when he fires people. If they have already quit or if they somehow cross the line. And if he fires anybody with this, to me, Major, it looks like it's an indictment on him. So I'm going to be floored if he fires someone up on this whole episode, even though I think someone should be fired. What is your view of the comments I've offered up?
So this was a running conversation within the White House a day and a half ago. Would anyone get fired? And nobody's been fired. So the current conclusion is no. And there's a very important reason for that, whether you think it's a good idea or not a good idea to fire someone. The problem with firing someone is you'd have to fire a lot more than one someone.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Because do you fire the national security advisor who set it up? Do you fire the defense secretary who put things on it that should never, under any circumstances, have been there? Should you fire the secretary of state who, because he used to be the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, fully knows better for not telling everyone, hey, let's get out of here. We shouldn't be here in the first place. Dummies, who do you fire? Because you can't just fire one over this. If this is a fireable offense, many people have to be fired. That's why no one is going to be fired. And I'm not saying this. I'm only quoting the people who do this work. The Attorney General of the United States, Pam Bondi, says she works directly for the President of the United States. And her one and only job is to carry out the President's agenda.
Think about that.
And the head of the FBI, the director of the FBI, Kash Patel, has said the exact same thing. The president said it's not a big deal. Therefore, it's not part of his agenda. Therefore, even though Americans with far less power and far less proximity to any White House have been prosecuted for things far less egregious than this, they're not going to be prosecuted because there's not even going to be an investigation opened. So what's the long-term effect of this? No one's going to get fired. There'll be no investigation. There'll be no criminal prosecution. That doesn't mean this is no harm, no foul. What this shows to the country, even to the hardcore MAGA part of the country, is that these people can make blunders. They can make careless blunders. They will refuse to accept responsibility, and they will dodge accountability. Does that bring down the Trump administration? No, not even close. But does it reveal something that people will have a hard time forgetting? Yes.
You mentioned Pam Bondi, the Attorney General. I want to play a piece of audio that you're familiar with that came up in the last 24 hours that just amplifies what you were just discussing. Dave, go ahead and let's hear from the U.S. Attorney General.
The signals chat controversy that's going on. Is DOJ involved at this point? If so, why? If not, why not?
Well, first, it was sensitive information, not classified, and inadvertently released. And what we should be talking about is it was a very successful mission. Our world is now safer because of that mission. We're not going to comment any further on that. If you want to talk about classified information, talk about what was at Hillary Clinton's home that she was trying to bleach bit. Talk about the classified documents in Joe Biden's garage that Hunter Biden had access to. This was not classified information, and we are very pleased with the results of that operation and that the entire world is safer because of it.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought when I first heard the audio that was the press secretary, not the U.S. Attorney General. I'm going to get to Hillary because Hillary's chimed in the New York Times. Let's just remind folks that Joe Biden and the Department of Justice, they investigated Joe Biden. And It wasn't favorable when the individual basically said in the end, Joe Biden is at a point in his life where we question his memory and his ability to answer these questions.
Hillary, the Robert Hur investigation did not fall into the category of no harm, no foul.
No, it was damning dramatically. And Hillary Clinton, who I personally criticize over and over and over again for her decision to delete and eliminate as many emails as she did. But Major, you know as well as anybody, she was investigated over and over and over again and stood... Yeah. I don't know, what was the one hearing, like 10 hours where she answered questions. So the idea that there was no investigation is just a lie.
Exactly, exactly. And this shows the level of discomfort internally within the Trump White House, because this isn't about Hillary, it's about what happened, okay? And they keep saying it wasn't classified. How do we know that? Well, what probably happened, though they won't say it, is President Trump retroactively declassified it, as any president can do, okay? But in the moment, no one in the military who's experienced with these conversations, no one in the intelligence community who's familiar with these conversations would assert that in the moment, at the time it happened, the information discussed was not classified. It's not possible. Because if it wasn't classified, then anyone could talk about these things 2 hours before we launch a mission.
Yeah.
And we don't do that.
Right.
You know why? Because it's classified.
Correct. Correct. Okay, speaking
of... And also, this level of discomfort flows in another direction. President Trump's calling it a witch hunt. Come on, please, I'm begging you. Stop making me laugh. Stop making me laugh so hard.
Yes.
It can't be a witch hunt. Why? Because a reporter was invited into the room.
Yes.
Witch hunts, if they exist in any way, are like prosecutors aggressively trying to find something that's a secret. If that's what a witch hunt is, metaphorically.
Yeah.
When you're invited in... It can't possibly be
a
witch.
No, in this case, the witch is on the couch with you. I mean, all right, now speaking of the former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, in her op-ed today in the New York Times, how much dumber will this get? The Democrats who want to see the party respond more forcefully, want to see the numbers go up, want to find the new leaders... When they saw that Hillary has decided to jump into the deep end of this story, what do you think the reaction was?
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Like, Hillary, pipe down. We're winning this argument. Stop.
And look. And D.C. reporters are more than once or twice fairly accused of obsessing over one thing and missing a larger part of the story. The larger part of the story, which is true, and things can be true simultaneously and uncomfortable simultaneously, is this was, by the metrics established by the Pentagon for this particular set of attacks against Houthi targets in Sana'a, the capital of Yemen, successful. And this is a greater tempo, more frequent tempo of efforts to deter the Houthis than the Biden administration pursued. Those things are true, and I don't want to obscure them. This is a significant policy shift, one administration to the other, with stated goals that are now going to be pursued in a significantly more militarily aggressive way. That's important to remember. It's important to consider.
Very important, yeah.
And I don't want to cite. I don't want to put it on a different shelf.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a really important part of the story.
Absolutely.
But to make sure those things work, you should discuss them in places that are secure so the bad people who want to defeat these efforts don't get an early warning. They didn't this time, but they could have, and that's what matters.
Major Garrett with us like he is every Friday. You hear him Monday through Friday in this station, America Decides, at 10 p.m. It's a great program. Make sure you're listening. Elon Musk is paying close attention to our neighboring state, Wisconsin, in this very competitive Supreme Court race, and he's spending enormous sums of money. He has already spent more than $20 million in an effort to elect the deciding judge, a Republican. And he continues, like the other day, he awarded $1 million to a voter. He's coming here to award more millions to more voters. He promised $100 to any registered Wisconsin voter who signed a petition in favor of his candidate. How is this legal?
So it's also worth pointing out that George Soros and Reid Hoffman, big Democratic donors, are giving money to the state party. The state party is funneling into the Democratic aligned candidate, though these races are technically nonpartisan. There's a heavy partisan overlay, for sure.
But the individual voters is the difference, right, with Musk compared to Soros?
Well, the FEC looked at this during the regular campaign and said it's not illegal in the sense that it's a lottery and it's a chance thing and it's not directly political, though it has every other political echo to it. That's where the law currently sits on it, or the regulatory atmosphere currently sits on it. What's different now in the special election will be what is the magnitude, high side or low side, of Elon Musk's presence. It was a net positive for Trump during the November election. Will it be in Wisconsin, or will it be by itself a galvanizing factor on the opposition side, who's like, no, we have a sense of Elon Musk now that we didn't in November? Or will it be an even greater rallying cry? Republicans like, he's even more serious than we thought. We've got to support him even more. I honestly don't know the answer to that, but that's going to be the prism through which the outcome of this election will be viewed.
Always tremendous. Thank you for your time. Have a good weekend. And one last thing, go Dodgers.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hit the button, Dave.